You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
That's what I said.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jenity. We're here in studio for The Beat here on Black Hollywood Live. I'm joined by the rapper. His name is Jago. What up, boy?
What up?
We about to get too loud. I don't even really think you're ready right for this. You know I have my favorite peoples in the world. We have Mr. Sean Allen.
What's up?
And the queen herself, Miss Queen.
Hey, rapping New York. We rapping New York.
All right, but before we rap New York, we gotta rap a little harder than that because we all know what came out this week. Sean's so mad at me. Nicki Minaj, the pink print.
From that my hood, doing? Down a block from my hood. She from Baisley. I'm from Farmers and God, bro.
The trashiest part of New York.
Get whatever. Your life. Trash it.
At least
not.
Stay real.
Staten Island, boy.
Right.
You want to talk about an island built on trash.
Literally.
Okay. Legit. All right, so Nicki Minaj's The Pink Print album came out. We all get a chance to listen to some tracks off of it.
I listened to a few.
How do you feel about what we got?
She's all right.
Truffle Butter?
I like
Truffle favorite Butter. Instrumental. That's
like
my favorite instrumental in the truck.
It's all right. It's cool.
All right.
You know what? After her interviews, I revisited. I told him earlier, and I was like, okay, now I can fuck with it a little bit. But with this D'Angelo and J. Cole coming out, which is full of substance
and real
music. We gotta
get through that. We gotta wait.
You know, she dope though. Like, I like her contribution as a black woman to, you know, she's trying to knock the rap queen off her throne. So
who's that?
Who's that?
Because there is nobody.
Girl, no, wait till this motherfucker bring. We need a Brillo pad for your demo.
Oh God, please don't let him start today.
Talking about fucking Miley Cyrus's fucking aunt.
Who's Miley Cyrus' aunt?
Iggy Azalea.
Oh, damn. All right, before we get into that, because that's gonna go somewhere. Jay, what are you thinking about? What's your perspective on Nicki Minaj as far as where she came from, what she's doing for hip hop, and where her singles have been recently?
You know what? I haven't really heard too much of her newer stuff. I know she came from rapping with Gucci. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And then I felt like when she was wearing like the colorful stuff, she lost me.
Really?
But with her dressing and with the new material and how she's carrying herself now, it's more. Excuse me, I'm bumping into stuff.
It's more
appealing.
Yeah. It makes you like my mom downloaded the album.
Word?
And so I'm like, okay, mom gonna down. Maybe I need to check this out because you know, mom's gonna and it's rap. You know, she don't listen to too much rap, so I'm like, let me give this a listen and see what she's about. So I'll be checking that out.
Soon. What's your perspective as far as females in hip hop right now?
Bars are bars. If she can spit, let her go. You know what I'm saying? I don't like when they play too much on the. I mean, I understand sex sells, but you know, it gets a little bit excessive with some of them.
So, would you say for female artists? Because it's interesting to me how many people say there aren't females in hip hop. But if you really go online and do your research, but the ones that ain't selling aren't up doing partition, please. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like half naked,
dragging a coochie.
Selling that.
Yeah. Let's really think about it though. Who is her competition right now?
Dude, there's so many people. I mean, she has no competition.
She has absolutely no competition right now.
There's comp, but I don't think you guys will agree.
But
you know who I'm gonna say, and it's not even based off of the music. Iggy.
No.
Listen, before you go there, let me explain.
All right now,
it's not. I'm not saying that she's better. I'm saying based on where Iggy's what she's doing as far as success. She's not up at that level, but she hasn't been doing it as long as Nicki either. She's pretty successful.
So the reason for me to kind of like look at that in a different perspective.
Don't drag me.
No, I'm gonna drag. I don't know what she's gonna do. But I look at it like Nicki Minaj, what Nicki Minaj has done for hip hop. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj started hip hop. Her mixtapes, hip hop. Uh-huh. Those bars are ridiculous. And so as she got into pop culture, we saw in the interview with Angie Martinez, no, it wasn't. It was Azalea Banks talking about Nicki Minaj. She said, look, at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj knows what she has to sell. She knows who half of her audience is. So she balances out. That's why I like this album, because I think it has a great balance of pop and hip-hop. So for me, what Nicki Minaj did is what Lil' Kim was trying to go down the path of. I don't know if y'all remember when Lil' Kim did with Cyndi Lauper. She sang Time After Time.
Mm-hmm. In Africa, right?
Yeah, and it was like, no, I don't think it was in Africa. I think it was in New York, but it was for African benefit or something like that. And I loved the idea of it, because Lil' Kim, that's something different. Yeah. What female in hip-hop, I mean, Queen Latifah, like, no one wanted to hear that jazz album. No shade, girl, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? For who that in hip-hop, it was a dope album, but I mean, you know what
I'm
saying.
I'm talking about the Cyndi Lauper and Lil' Kim.
It was a dope concept, but Lil' Kim needed some vocal lessons before she was going to try and do all that. With Nicki Minaj, I feel like she waited long enough. She's clearly had vocal lessons, because the tracks on here that she's singing on sound better than what we've heard in the past. So she's elevating herself as a hip-hop artist. With Iggy Azalea, I feel like now you have a pop artist playing Broadway. Like, here's my hip-hop show, y'all. Like, two totally different things. So I do see the competition in it, but to me, at the end of the day, there's really no
competition.
No, because, no, sale-wise.
I'm talking about sale-wise. As far as, like, yeah, as far as sales, as far as where her songs are on the charts, you know what
I'm
saying? Iggy
Azalea is up for a fucking multiple Grammys.
Okay. That's crazy. Okay.
And I know you're going to go with that, too.
Okay. No, you know what? I'm going to give her her... Okay, let me tell you something. I have a love-fucking-hate relationship for her. I love her style. I know her makeup artist. She's dope. I love how her image is... I love her image. In regards to her... not respecting this. She's clearly in this for bread. She doesn't give a damn about the culture. She doesn't give a damn about anything. She don't care about black people, Spanish people, whatever. She just here. She rapping from Australia in a country accent to appeal to us so that she can make money. I just feel at the end of the day, I just want her to respect this culture a little bit more than what she's doing. I'm not going to say she's not worthy of a Grammy. I'm not going to say she's not worthy of the respect that she gets, because everybody, she paid her dues. She's working hard. Do I agree with everything that Iggy does? Absolutely not. I just feel she needs to show some respect. I'm a New Yorker. I'm all about respect. She has absolutely none for this culture. None.
Man, I can't even argue that. You know what I'm saying? I was just going on the pure sales. The competition part. I don't follow too much of what she's saying
about
on Twitter and all of that. But if she's going that route where she's being disrespectful, then. Yeah, no, that's
blatant,
not a no-fly
like,
zone.
Blatant, like she can give two fucks about us.
So we'll talk about that, because it got really deep with that Azalea Banks interview.
Wow.
But let's stay on the Nicki Minaj, because she's projected to sell 165,000 albums, which will actually put her as her second, if it is to go through with that, it'll be her second number one album.
Okay.
So congratulations to that. No, not her third.
Second.
It's just her second. The number one, the highest first week sales in hip hop for 2014 was Rick Ross's Mastermind, sold 179,000 copies, so maybe she'll be able to outdo that. But I doubt it, because I was really surprised the day the Pinkprint was number one from pre-sales. The day the Pinkprint came out, D'Angelo's album was number one.
The biggest rap album this year is J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
375,000.
Yeah. First week. Promotion, no marketing.
Sorry, this was from based off last week.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. J. Cole. So let's just, before we get into J. Cole, that interview with Nicki Minaj, she started speaking about her relationship with Safari. What did y'all think about that?
I thought it was...
Did you think it was authentic or a PR stunt?
A little bit of both, probably, but it worked, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went back and listened to her music after the interview. I was like, okay, let me listen to this with a different ear. So it was real and it was authentic. Whatever they were trying to sell on that, her being a real person, they sold it and I purchased it. Mm. And, you know, but I think it was real. I think most of it was real, because Angie Martinez is not that type of DJ. Angie Martinez is like the real deal.
Yeah.
And she don't... You know, it was real. You know what I'm saying? Because Angie Martinez is not that type of DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I think it was dope to see her in that light and to see her serious and talk about something real and something that we all kind of, we all been in bad relationships and, you know what I'm saying? So we could all relate to it, but we all speculated this about her and Safari for years. Mm-hmm. And for her to kind of confirm what we've kind of known, you know what I'm saying, was dope. And so gave her, I made her human.
I'm glad she didn't, I hate to say this, and you're going to think I'm bashing, and I'm not. I'm glad she didn't take the Beyonce approach, in the sense of, I feel like with Beyonce, there's a disconnect because she won't speak on that type of a level.
Yeah, she wants everything private.
And that's fine, I appreciate that. But with Nicki Minaj, I'm very appreciative that she had that conversation and really looked the camera in the eyes, looked Angie in the eyes and said, look, I was with this dude for 15 years. I've only been in this game for 6-7 years.
Yeah.
She was like, so this is deeper than media. Y'all can say what you want to say. This is deeper than all that. And then she really got emotional. It was just like, that's what I want to see from an artist. That's real shit. Now I believe.
Vulnerability, showing that you're human.
That's back to awesome. The Angie Martinez thing. Like, if she would have done that same interview with The Breakfast Club or Hot 97,
it wouldn't have had that emotion.
Right. Angie Martinez is the real deal. Yep. So, you know what I'm saying? That was real. That wasn't a PR stunt.
All right. So let's talk about some great PR. Mr. J. Cole, 2014 Forest Hill Drive album. Congratulations. 375,000 in its first week sales.
Right. With no marketing, no promotion, no nothing. Features. No features.
Beyonce who?
Beyonce, huh?
No. You know what's dope, though? Like, they all come from the same team, kind of. Rock Nation, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? So, that was dope. And I ran in on this on Twitter, and hours later, he tweeted, J. Cole tweeted what I was talking about.
That says Forest Hills Drive, though. Is he from Queens? Address.
No, that's Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
That's his childhood home. I think that kind of, like, what everybody say about the industry and the music now, that kind of, like, slaps everything in the face, like, people say, like, you got to be gimmicky and got to do this and do that and have all these features. This nigga just came out of nowhere with the... He kind of pulled the Beyonce stunt. Rap dude, you know what I'm saying? 370,
just for hip-hop. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Y'all so really like, about it?
And no features, no big producers, no nothing.
Strong following.
370. But
not only that, people saw him out.
Yeah, you know, during the protest. During the protest.
See? People respect him because he was out in the... He didn't have no bodyguards or nothing. He out there holding hands with everybody else. He's just in the midst of everything going on. His face had been shown on social media, and this just proves how social media is a very powerful tool.
But he was tweeting, like, he was like, whoever got a copy of my album, tweet me your address and I'll come to your house. And he went to some raggedy ass apartments in Philly and was just in people's apartments.
Because he's real.
Like, that's 100.
And just for that, I might buy his album.
Yeah, he's 100.
I love him.
You gotta respect
him. You should buy it because the album's really dope.
I'm going to.
No, it's really dope.
Literally.
Like, really dope.
Almost every song.
Really?
If not every song.
Really, he's really, he's talented. That. And it doesn't, it's got a real, like it's nostalgic almost, the feel of the album. It's almost like he took you like some years back. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
What's the last track where he does? That's my favorite. Oh my god, it's like the thank yous, and it goes into the thank yous, and he's singing on it, and I'm just like, yes, J. Cole.
I know, he's real.
He looks worried.
I can't with you. Get your fucking life. Well, I'm worried because Lifetime talking about another biopic, y'all. They talking about bringing Destiny's Child the biopic. I'm like, first of all, these bitches ain't dead. Like, Beyonce's still living. Destiny's Child's still gonna probably come back with a reunion or nothing. Like, calm the fuck down. Like, TLC just came out with theirs. Like, no one know about what happened with Tavia LaToya. We all saw it on Diary on MTV.
I think they want to do that. I think they're noticing that the biopics is causing. You got to think about companies, big companies. Like,
the I've memes, worked on a the this, yeah, the that.
They want to bring that attention to Lifetime. That's probably the Aaliyah. That's brought the mad black people to Lifetime.
That's so funny. Yep.
They do Whitney Houston or did the Whitney Houston. That's going to bring mad black people to Lifetime. If they do Destiny's Child, that's going to bring black people to Lifetime. So what's going to happen? People are going to start to be intrigued about Lifetime. Like the show I worked on, Girlfriend Intervention. It was black girls taking care, making over white women. Lifetime wants to curve into the urban market. Of course. I think that's why they're doing these things.
Well, but I just feel like if you're going to curve into the urban market, do it right.
Yeah, but they don't need to do no damn Destiny show.
I say this all the time. People talk so...
You said this will be a hit? They can't use the music.
They talk so much shit about TLC. That TLC movie was...
It was legit.
Oh, no,
that
TLC
was legit.
Movie was... No, that was
hold
VH1.
Up, that's VH1.
Hey, Little Mama Lifetime. Did her thing
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, but that's VH1.
Are they all Viacom?
No, I don't think Lifetime's Viacom.
Lifetime has not... Lifetime is not Viacom. Lifetime... It's
Alexis,
A&E.
Can you look that up?
Lifetime is A&E.
Lifetime needs
Yeah, let me check.
It, it is A&E.
I get checks from them. Lifetime is A&E.
Owned by Disney.
They got it. I think they should let this be, though.
Why are we touching this? Like, Beyonce ain't going to get mad at Lifetime? Like, the Beehive ain't going to do something? And they should be, and we are not going to ruin Tinashe's career because that's who they talking about pulling as Beyonce.
Please!
Well,
listen,
what's she going to be like? Say my name.
I thought that... I thought that was a good part of the Sony leak. Like, Matthew Knowles gave them, like, a script or an idea to Sony, and that was part of the hack.
I mean, this is all an allegedly rumor, right. But it is in talks to do something about
it. I think if Matthew got in it, it'll be legit.
They won't be able to use the music, and we already see what that does for people. Yeah. We saw the last damn biopic. Ooh. We don't need to do that to Destiny's Child.
Please. And they can't use her music either. But then.
No, they can use her music.
Ours is covers.
Oh, yep. And they're going to have, what's her name? CeCe.
Deborah Cox.
Deborah Cox.
I didn't know that. All Whitney Houston hit songs are remakes. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton.
Uh-huh. What else? I'm Every Woman.
Yep. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Yeah. She was pregnant in that video.
Really?
With Bobby Christina. I remember that was my favorite video. I was in high school.
I love you. All right. Well, I was going to go with a pregnant rumor, but we won't go with that.
Please.
So Rihanna has become the creative director for Puma.
Good for you, Rihanna. I don't know if it's going to get people in Pumas, but good for you.
Well, you know, I could kind of see it if they kind of rev up their with a Rihanna vibe.
Puma's reputable.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to be the director for the women's line.
So that means they're going to remix Pumas, period. She's going to have a say-so in the design and everything like that. Because
but maybe they're not even...
And this is a multi-year partnership, so this ain't just like
first
season.
All right, so they must have some good ideas.
I think Puma's still hot, but we just not wearing it. You know what I'm saying? Like
Puma's still hot, but we just not wearing it.
We black people, not wearing it. Because Tommy Hilfiger is still on fucking Rodeo. Who wears that? We don't wear that. You know what I'm saying?
So I ain't worn Tommy Hilfiger since 1997.
That's the thing.
Maybe 2001.
That's the thing. We're not wearing it. All white people and Asian people is still wearing that.
Asian people be rocking
Puma. Yeah. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's what
like the
is.
Italian guys be rocking in Pumas too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, Tommy Hilfiger is literally on Rodeo Drive. Still on Rodeo Drive.
Hey Jesse.
Yep.
There was no connection between VH1 and Lifetime.
Lifetime
is A&E.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I can see out of Puma is the classic Puma shoe, that black and white one. There we go. I used to wear that for soccer, y'all.
Or the fake shell toes.
The fake ass shell toes. I can't. So hopefully Rihanna will be able to spice up some life for Puma.
Bring it to the hood.
Yes. All right. Let's finish the topics off with Azalea Banks. This is the best interview of the week.
Of the year.
I'm getting love for her now.
Yeah, like.
Of the year, huh?
That. No, that really was because she.
Wait, Jesse got to lead us. We got to know what you were talking about, Jesse. What's up?
Well, I'm just saying, Azalea Banks. She sat down over at Hot 97, and she had a lot to say. And I mean, we're just gonna open it up and start with the first one because I know it's just been sitting on your mind, just posting out. What did you post on Facebook? The white queen of hip hop and all everyone mad. Rap queen of hip hop. So, Azalea Banks, obviously, they came on and they said, yo, what is your problem with Iggy Azalea? And Azalea got really emotional. She feels like, exactly kind of how you feel, Queen, like Iggy Azalea disrespects the culture. She's not a part of it. She doesn't choose to be a part of it. She feels like she tries to almost be ignorant to the conversation that needs to be held.
Mm-hmm.
So when they said, well, Azalea, you know, it's kind of the way you approach the situation, you know, that people aren't listening to your music. And
it, because she's aggressive.
The interview came off, there were parts where it kind of came off like she was a little bitter, which I understand why she would feel that way if Iggy Azalea just comes on over here. And the difference for me out of this interview was what I heard was, Azalea Banks, you're a creative artist. Iggy Azalea is not a creative artist.
She is a created artist.
Right. When you sitting up there and you give a blank canvas to somebody and say, okay, do what you want with this and sell it, they can put whatever they want on that canvas and then it's sold, but you have to live with whatever they put on that canvas. Now, as you as an artist paint that canvas and you try to sell it, it's harder to sell because some people may not like what's on that canvas, but you'll be able to get more for your money to the right seller. And that's what I need Azalea Banks to understand out of this, because I get the anger, I get the frustration, and, you know, being upset for your community and all this, but what I got from the interview is that there's no growth with Azalea Banks. What I need Azalea Banks to do is get it together. I understand she's 23 years old, but instead of coming at Iggy Azalea and being mad at Iggy Azalea and calling T.I. a coon and coming at Tiny and doing all this stuff, be the change. Be the change. Because what you're doing right now is people are looking at you like Kanye West. And it's like, well, whatever you say. Yeah, you know what? That I was watching the interview and a dude from the next room came in and was like, who the fuck is that? And I explained the situation and he watched a little bit. He was like, you know, she's a really smart girl and she has a lot of emotion. And I really respect that. He said, but that mouth. And that's going to tune you out. It really is going to tune people out. What I need Azalea Banks to do is, instead of attacking Iggy Azalea, because this is what we do in this country,
Come out and take over.
Educate. Yeah. Don't get mad at Iggy Azalea because she's ignorant. Educate her. Now, if she chooses to not use what you're educating her with,
that's on her.
That's on her, and you move on, and you be the best that you can be. But be sitting up here calling white bitches, these white bitches in the industry, those white bitches.
I didn't get a chance to get into it.
It's pretty good.
You know, because I, you know, my like for Azalea Banks was a little, you know, shaky. Because of her mouth.
I probably felt the same way. I'm sure I felt the same way about her. But after I watched this interview, it's like, this girl is really smart. Everything she said was real.
Yeah.
But her approach was very, very aggressive, too aggressive. And she said that she feels like, she said she don't have nothing else in this. Don't quote me on this. I have nothing else in this world but my creative art and my culture. And these white people are taking what I've created for myself and profiting off of it. And that's not fair to the black people. And that's real. You know what I'm saying?
They're moving us out.
You know, she said capitalism, you know what I'm saying? She said this is country built off.
She's saying everything that I was saying, but everything. So my rants make sense.
Go, yeah. No one said they don't.
I know you don't, because you love me.
Fuck that.
Cheers for the cling across the table. You feel me? But my rants, I'm telling you, I don't rant for no reason. I'm speaking for the people who feel like we're being ignored.
That's what she said, smudged.
And
cultural smudging.
Yeah.
She's like, these people, these white people take our culture, and then like the Macklemore, Iggy Azalea, and it's like this undercurrent, fuck you, under it. Like, so they'll take what we do and make millions and millions of dollars off of it, and under it they'll say, fuck you, black person, you created this, but we white people are taking it and making it something else, and we're not even going to acknowledge you.
Isn't that what happened with America? Yeah. Christopher Columbus. So,
nobody ever pays attention to Native American situation.
Right.
Because I grew up on a reservation, so I heard that whole shit. And so it blows my mind to look at stuff like this. And, you know, we sit, but at the end of the day, growing up in that situation, it makes me look at everything in life with a different approach, because you can only complain for so much.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the change. You have to. And I know I'm not going to be the white man up here talking about this, but at the end of the day, as a gay male, mm-hmm. I had to sit there and make a change. I had to sit there and say, you know what? I feel like all these people are affecting me. And no, I can make the change. I don't need that person. That person ain't important in my life, so I don't really give a fuck what you say. I'm going to be where I want to be. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to sell what I want to sell. And I'm proud of Azalea for figuring out whatever that tune thing was to get her music on iTunes when she realized that the record label wasn't going to do it for her. So she said, I paid my $75, I got it on iTunes. Good girl, that's what you need to be doing. Forget these record labels. And that's that to me is going to take a pioneer in this industry, and I wish it would be a black female to do something like that, to say fuck the record labels, I'm going to fucking create my own music, I'm going to make my shit pop. Beyonce, Nicki, all these bitches, who, like, here's what
Beyonce
I did
already
Soulja
did
Boy
with,
done did it,
yeah, yes he did.
Where's 2014?
Ooh, yes he did.
Where's 2014 with someone who actually has talent?
That's true. We have to change this whole industry is just fucking preposterous.
But it starts with self-education, you know, self-education. Mm-hmm. Though. You have to be willing to, in order to be the best, you have to be a student of whatever field. It don't matter if you're trying to be a doctor, a lawyer, even a basketball player. You know, mm-hmm. you gotta self-educate yourself. You gotta want to sit down and put that time in to really learn what you're doing. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So that you can't be undercut. You know what I'm saying? You know the game better than the people that are trying to play with you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it really starts with self-educating.
Yeah, yourself. And she's 23. She don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure based off how she was talking about her mom, doesn't know how to, you know, watch over her with these record labels and all that stuff. So yeah, she's gonna get used. She's gonna get abused. There's something deeper because she was so emotional. She broke down.
Because she's
on
trying
some,
to break out in America. She's not.
Another thing she said too, which was very, very, I looked at it differently. Even the Bill Cosby thing. She said, yep. Like, we're going through the civil rights thing with Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, who else? Eric Gardner.
Yep.
And at the height of that, you put one of the most iconic black figure, in the world.
Family man.
Family man that we looked up to. You throw him in a mix of all this civil rights stuff. She was like, that shit happened for a reason.
Yes,
and
it did.
And she was talking some real shit. I'm just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope she makes it. The reason why she's able to do that and act that way is because she's not in it to be famous, and she's not in it to sell records.
She do it because she loves it.
Yeah, exactly. She's passionate about it. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta respect that.
She made her bread off, as she said on the show, she made her bread touring, and her fans, she got a huge following.
In Europe.
So she's making her bread, you know what I'm saying? She's eating, she's living right. So she don't care about the charts or anything like that. But so that's why she's able to. Nicki Minaj probably feels the same way she feels, but can't say anything because
she's on a higher level.
She's part of that engine, that machine. Yep.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can't go against that machine.
Not when you pull it into it.
So but at the same time too, she gave Nicki Minaj props because Nicki Minaj is playing their game too.
Yes, she is. She came out in her costumes, got her name out there.
$14 million from American Idol. How much was that? How much she got? She got like $14 million from American Idol.
She got a lot of money. That's, I just know at set, the end yeah. of the day, she plays the games with them because, like I said, when she first came out, when Nicki Minaj first came out, she came out in character. This is who she really is, the lady she is today. Mm-hmm. Black hair, nice couture outfits.
Yep.
This is who she is, but she had to go through she had to pay her dues in order for her to be who she really is.
Yep.
I love the Nicki she is today.
She had to come out crazy to get the following, get the fans, and get the money. And she's like, okay, after I get my little momentum going or whatever and sell my records, then I'm going to be who I really am.
But it also helped that she had a falling out with her hairstylist, too. So she was like, fuck you in
Iggy Azalea. Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, Terrence.
So with the Iggy Azalea interview, the Azalea Banks interview, Iggy Azalea responded on Twitter. Did y'all read these?
No, what?
I read it too, because they... And
there's partial truth in what she's saying, but it's just like, girl.
She's being insensitive to the black struggle.
100% she's being insensitive.
Yeah.
So she said, you created your own unfortunate situation.
Who's saying this?
Iggy Azalea. All right, so ready? You listening? And then I'm going to let you get a 30-second rant in, and then we're going to move on. So she said, you created your own unfortunate situation by being a bigot and don't have the mental capacity to realize yet. Probably never will. Your inability to be responsible for your own mistakes, bullying others, the inability to be humble or have self-control. It's you. Special message for Banks. There are many black artists succeeding in all genres. The reason you haven't is because of your piss-poor attitude. You're poisonous. I feel genuinely sorry for you because it's obvious at this point you are a miserable, angry human being. Mm. Enjoy continuing to bang your head against the metaphoric brick wall and savor this attention. I'm the only way you get any. Now rant. Make it racial. Make it political. Make it whatever, but I guarantee it won't make you likable. And that's why you're crying on the radio.
Twitter is...
What you gotta say?
I don't even know.
All right, you get your thoughts together. How you feel about that?
Damn. she just...
She read her for filth. Like, honey.
She read her for filth. I can't stand that girl, but she read her for filth.
And again, the puppet, because guess who is behind Iggy Azalea? No. Boo, girl, that's it.
The two white gay males.
And I'm telling you, that's really why Iggy Azalea is where she's at, because this bitch has two older Broadway male gay fans behind who are saying, no, girl, for your first tour, you gotta make it epic. It's gonna look like a hotel. Like, who goes on a basic ass tour and has a full out stage?
The
and, like,
Vice, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, every video has been cinematic, on point. Like, these guys know what they're doing. So, but go.
You know, I get very emotional when it comes to talking about Iggy Azalea. And I think she needs to just show a little bit of respect. I think she needs to show a little respect. This girl, Azalea Banks, I'm not really that big of a fan of hers either. But from a black woman's perspective, I know what she's talking about. I see what she sees. We are literally getting washed out of our own shit that we created.
Should we boycott the Grammys?
The Grammys, Macklemore won.
Should we over Kendrick?
Over Kendrick Lamar.
And that Kendrick album, Kendrick album.
Like, Jago, like, really, like...
Like, we shouldn't even be having this conversation.
The good thing is, Zoe Banks said, she said that Iggy Azalea can do whatever she want to do, but don't put her in the rap category. Put her against Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus.
Yes! Yeah.
And it would be no
And it's
problem.
Not a black and white thing. People always think, oh, Queen, why are you always going black and white? I'm not going black
and white. I feel
Azalea
Banks does make it a black and white
thing. Azalea Banks makes it a black and white thing because she's been at this for a very long time, and she's still climbing, trying to get to where Iggy is. Iggy pops up out of nowhere, yep. And now Iggy is like...
The queen, the rap queen. Nikki still don't have
Iggy Azalea is everywhere. She's, you know, she's selling mad records. She got the people behind her, the muscle behind her. But then Azalea Banks, who's been doing this for a long time, she doesn't have the proper people behind her to push her. So she's feeling like it's making it seem like it's a black-white thing. Let's push this white girl. She's cute. She's fashion. Because when she first came out, like I said before, I thought she was more of a model or whatever. I feel bad. You know why? Because I talk so much shit about Iggy Azalea, and it's just my luck that they'll call me to do a hair job, and I can't do it. But anyway, moving right along, it's just like, I can't do Iggy hair.
Bitch would have a full outcome. Maybe you need to, and you could have a conversation with her and change her life.
And I know her makeup artist. I love you, P. You feel me, Priscilla? I love you. It's no shade, but teach a girl to be a little respectful in this industry. That's all I'm saying.
In this country,
bitch.
Especially
please.
In the midst of what's going on.
And I think that is why
Iggy Azalea is getting so much flack now, because of what is going on in this country with the black and white issue. I think if Iggy Azalea would have came out 2-3 years ago with the same exact
songs,
we
wouldn't have this problem.
It would be a totally... We wouldn't even be... We would be praising it, probably.
Oh, 100... Bitch, she'd be Britney Spears.
But the timing of all this is... Not it's good crazy. For her. Yeah.
The bitch need to be seen outside.
It's also very interesting. Illuminati. Timing that Iggy Azalea's winning a Grammy. The
I
same
can't.
Year.
If she wins,
I'd be in my conspiracy. I'd be on YouTube
Grammy,
in my conspiracy theory.
I always read it. Hey, it's cute. It's all part right. of the show.
Let's go to Jago.
Let's go to Jago. Because Jay's music, it fucking goes. So you from L.A.?
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
And he's big, girls. He's huge.
Well, he's single, too.
I'm too big for him. He can't.
I know. He titled his upcoming album Drive, so he might be able to drive that.
He likes mixed girls. He's an L.A. boy.
Is this true?
I like beautiful
girls.
Women. Yeah. I like beautiful women.
He likes mixed girls.
They don't gotta be mixed.
Who run up the mountains for a living. Anyway, sorry.
So, J-Go, you've been doing this for a while.
Yes, sir.
Your last mixtape was Mr. Goins.
Mr. Goins 2. Yeah.
Where does the Mr. Go and the J go? Where does all the go? Where are you going?
Man, it's an abbreviation of my name. My name is Justin Goins.
Oh, okay.
So it was just easy nickname. I mean, it was when I played basketball, they called me that. My dad calls me that, you know, every now and then. And it just stuck, you know what I mean? And, the Mr. Goins, the series, cause there's a first one, there's a second one. It's just my life, you know what I'm saying? It's I pull from real life experience, and I basically those projects are my life in song form.
And with, you know, as an artist and coming out of, you know, the West Coast, especially with the West Coast having this huge buzz right now, how does it make you think as far as what you want to deliver musically to where the conversation we had today, you know, of being your own creative, not allowing other influences to kind of, you know, jumping on certain beats, or there's certain things you want to make sure you stay away from, certain things that you want to have conversation about?
You know, for me, I look at it almost like I'm Neo from like the Matrix, you know what I'm saying? He was able to he knew how to move in the Matrix, you know what I'm saying? He knew how to play that part, but he also knew what the world was like outside of the Matrix and how ugly that side can really be. So I kind of take that and I take that approach. Like, I speak on everything. I be in the club, so I speak on being in the club. You know what I'm saying? I also grew up, you know, in on the side of town that was a little, you know, earlier on it was rough. They cleaned it up a lot, but, you
what
know,
part?
So West LA. Right off Adams.
What is West LA?
It's just the West. Like, you know, you have South Central. You have South Central. You have Compton. You have Inglewood. It's just another part
the back
of LA.
Part
it's
of like USC, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, the other side, like going toward the beach.
Yeah, we'll take you there one day.
Yeah, she's about to check it out. It's like, oh, no, don't get me wrong.
He said they cleaned it up.
It's actually really nice
Black
over there.
Now, so
I'm it's really nice over there now. But
if it's big dudes over there like you, maybe I do need to go over there.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man, just. Growing up, I've seen things like I speak on. I got a song called Churches and Liquor Stores on my last project where I'm actually taught my verse. I'm talking to the white man like, have you seen what's really going on out here? I understand. You know, I ain't never seen no billboards in Beverly Hills pushing malt liquor beverage. I'm keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? So I can see both sides. I can play both sides. And I think, you know, that's my best ability with music.
What was it that made you want to make this your life?
I love the music. I love music. You know, and it's funny, I grew up listening to all kind of music. Like, when you
what's
know everything,
something that we would never think that you'd be listening to?
Sam Sparrow.
Hmm? Yeah. Is that Stay With Me?
No, Sam Sparrow's Black and Gold.
Yeah.
Cause if you're not really here,
it's kind of like one of those. What kind of beat would that be? Like,
it's not techno, but it's
like
I can't
that
even,
mellow kind of.
It's he's got soul. He's got soul.
No, mine's
elevator
too
music.
Much. Like,
it's
he got soul.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Similar to Sam Smith esque.
You know, but okay. But yeah, but with like when Tupac and all of, you know, when the West was really, I wasn't listening to that.
Really?
Growing up, I was listening to Scarface and Outkast. Oh. And, you know, my dad, I'd be riding with my dad's from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? So I got his influence, which was Scarface and you know, Devin the Dude. And, you know, and he was always playing Jodeci. And, oh. You know what I'm saying? My pop, though, man. So shout out to my pop. But,
he loves daddy.
Hey, he's a hell of a dude. But, he influenced me.
You have a new album that's going to be dropping in January.
Yeah, January 15th.
Drive. So we didn't get Mr. Goins number 3.
Nah, not yet. That's coming. I actually just started working on it.
So what's the difference between the Mr. Goins and albums versus Drive? What's so special about Drive?
Drive, you know, with the Mr. Goins series, like I said, that's my life. So I'm giving you real life experiences. Drive is more so I'm talking my shit. I'm talking my shit. I've been humble. My music is humble, but I'm to a point now where for the reasons you guys, there's people that I feel at the end of the day, I'm more talented than a lot of these cats out mm-hmm. here. Yeah. And now I'm about to display that, and I'm about to let you guys know, like, with respect, of course, to a certain extent, mm-hmm. but I have to talk my shit this time around.
That was a very polite answer to talk about you the shit. All right, so let's take a listen so everyone can hear what you're really about. And this song is called "Boat That Life." Uh-huh. So tell us a little bit about what this song represents.
This joint is actually single, right? Yeah. It's the first single. It's actually, this is one of the club joints, you know what I'm saying? So just took him to the club really fast, and yeah, man, just had fun.
On iTunes. Make sure you purchase that right now.
You know, like that West Coast beat.
That's how you
dance. Just how you got your seat down.
That's how they do your life. She about that 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 life.
Love in the bit with some hoes in the homie. Getting extra faded like some old jeans. You about that life, gotta show me. She gon' give it to me like she owe me. A few niggas hatin', I ain't trippin', no. I got too many bad bitches round me getting low. They all turned and they choosing up. All drunk in love like that Beyonce cut. Look, drinking Henny straight out the bottle. Burning trees with my niggas, taking shots with the models. I'm talking go up with throttle, we won't remember tomorrow. Hey, but that's alright, we gon' live for the night though. Drunk text messages, emojis and typos. Tryna let a nigga know she bout that life, so. Club pack hot like a sauna. We could take it there if she wanna cut.
Hey, like Jago, about that life. That goes. So, tell us about the fam.
The fam ENT, that's my label. Shout out to my guy Hockey. Couldn't make it. He actually had to go up north to handle some business. But yeah, man, it's me and my manager and partner Black Hockey. You know what I'm saying? We put this independent team together. There's another couple artists on there, Grim and Pluto. Shout out Flash, you know, he handles business for us. It's all coming together. Everything's just falling into place now, you know what I mean? From the engineers to the videographers to
who's singing
to,
a hook.
My boy EQ. No, shout out to EQ. You know what I'm saying? He talented dude can sing. But
we got a tour coming up too.
I'm working on it. That's my goal, is, you know, first I'm taking a promotional tour, going up, you know, up and down the coast, just letting people hear the new single, meeting the DJs, and then from there it's about South by Southwest, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Went out there last year and had the time of my life, got to meet, you know, all the up and coming cats that are like on now. Mm-hmm. You know, so that was really fun, and it was inspirational. It made me hungry, you know what I'm saying? More hungry than I already am. But then after that, I want to put together my own little tour and you know, do my own thing. But I love being independent, you know what I mean?
That's the way to go now.
It's everything's coming out of our pockets, you know what I mean? So we working hard to... It takes bread to make bread, you feel me?
Scant money, don't make money.
And it's smart because I love that mentality of understanding. Because a lot of people, they start the independent thing expecting to get picked major. Up by the thing. A major. And I like the mentality of, look, here's what we're going to build, we're going to focus on, we're going to drive it on our own. Like, we ain't worried about... Nothing else. If something else comes up, then we'll deal with it when it comes, but we focused here. It says 2015 is a defining year for you.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, man, that's going to be the year that everything happens, you know what I'm saying? Make the non-believers believers and just run. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to go.
I'm with
him. Jay ready to go. All right, so then now we're going to play a video. This is called Real Shit.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about Real Shit.
Now, like I said, I feel like that's my best ability, is the ability to play both sides. You heard me in the club. I'm in the club, but this is one where I'm almost coming. I'm being real with myself in order to be real with everybody else. Mm-hmm. So everything that I'm saying on this song is genuine, and it's 100. You know, and I'm calling out myself on some of the lyrics. You
and
know,
this
I mean?
Is off Mr. Goins.
No, this is actually on Drive. This on is gonna drive, be on right. Drive too.
So let's take a look at that. This is Jago, Real Shit.
It's big ass.
Yeah.
Jacob. Got that coat.
Just keeping it 100.
Yes. In the car.
You know
it. Right next to my Bible, trying to get close to my God. Got me smoking, trying to get higher. Look, gunning for the top spot, turning my idols into my rivals. I know glitter ain't gold, material shit will never amount to my soul, but I still be on that fly shit, cause bitches, they like that, but most these hoes ain't faithful. I guess loyalty, you can't buy that. Man, I'm still working this 9 to 5 while I'm chasing after this rap shit. Bitch, I'm from the bottom, that black boy doing backflips off that mattress shit. I'm mad at me, I'm doing me. Remember riding around with my nigga P, talking about the shit that I do. If they ever let me off in this industry, I ain't have a clue.
I was like, cool, someone turn your phone on.
He got T-Mobile.
Alright, bet I'm on my way.
Hear the realest shit from the fakest dude.
Detroit, you ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
That nigga don't sound like you ready to get the money.
Nah, you ready?
You just don't know what the fuck he wanna do with all that money.
Nah, nigga, don't sound like you ready.
Yeah. But no, he's gonna get him some big booty.
Man,
bitches.
Can y'all shut up? Oh, I can't even hear myself think, man.
Hear yourself think.
What you want my head about, bro?
This nigga tripping.
We not
shit, man.
Fuck up, man. Relax, shit.
Relax, take your breath.
Yeah, because I'm looking over here like, I got some questions for you after that.
Know what we doing. We did this before.
I pull over, man.
We did
about it.
Nobody pulling this car over.
Tripping, bro. That's how you get caught up, too.
And we're going to pause it right there, because if y'all want to see what's going to happen, y'all got to go watch the video.
Watch it, because it's like a movie.
Jago, real shit. All right, let's
and
talk.
And I'm not saying that because you're here, because I let people have it before. Like, I'm into it. I want to bring it.
Thank you, thank you.
No, we ain't going to bring up no name.
It's the best policy. If you didn't like it, I want you to tell me.
Oh, no, I'll tell you. But now I want to watch it. It's like a movie. Like, you want to see what you're going to do next or whatever. I think you did a good job.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm intrigued.
I wasn't invited to that video set.
Oh, fuck. You want to be invited everywhere.
The next one. I got you on the next one. I got you. I had to come out to the next one. I'm about to shoot another one in a minute.
All right.
So with that video, I mean, going through that, you're sitting there contemplating, you know, without getting into legal issues or anything, is that, you know, this is the life that you came from?
No, I mean, it's not necessarily the life that I came from. It was an idea. It was more so. It just popped up. The whole theme of that video popped up in my head when I was listening to it. Like, I think the best way to get this video across would be, you know, and I told the videographer I wanted to be more cinematic.
Why did you want that? Like, because that moment really delivered, and it was the perfect timing because it really caught you off guard, but we were already sucked into the song. Why was that so important for you?
It's just, you know, the main purpose of the video that I wanted to give off was, everybody has a choice. You can make the wrong choice, but there's always consequences and repercussions also to whatever choice you make. So do what you're gonna do, but be mindful. You know what I'm saying? That was really what my point was.
I fucking love him.
You are an anointed one. I gotta say,
you,
Jesus done bless you.
I like him.
All right,
thank you, thank you.
So, Jago, where can everyone follow you?
Follow me on Twitter as Mr. Goins 10. That's MRGOINS 10. And you can follow me on Instagram, and that's Mr. Goins, MRGOINS.
And so we got Drive coming out
January 15, 2015.
But right now, everyone can get Bout That Life on iTunes. And then make sure you guys go check out, because we got to know what's going to happen.
I got one more form. The FAMENT.com. That's THEPHAMENT.com.
There we go. We'll get that up on our BHL Twitter screen. Thank you for stopping
thank
by and
you for
sharing
having me,
your
man.
Honesty.
Thank you,
and
man.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you guys for having me.
Your body with Queen. But you guys, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online and Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Let us know what you guys think about this whole Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj, Azalea Banks. You know what I mean? Are you Team Sean? Are you Team Queen? I want to know.
I'm always going to win.
I'm kidding. Follow us at BHL Online, also on Instagram at the Beat TV. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Sean Allen __
Queen Wink.
Till next week. Oh no, actually, we won't be back till the new year.
We
happy
won't see
New
you
Year's, y'all,
next year.
And happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.